But it shined that first, during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Hayalulav Nital, the lulav was taken together with the other minim by Migdash in the Beis HaMikdash, Shiva, all 7 days of Sukkos. How do I know that? Well, the Pasuk says in Parshas Emor, Kapitel Chav Gimel, Pasuk Mem, U'lekachtem lechem b'yoyim harishayin, you shall take for yourselves on the first day, Pri Etzadr, that's the Esrig, V'nafei Tzavais, those are the Adasim, V'yarvi Nachal, those are the Aravais, U'semachtem lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yamim, and you shall rejoice before Hashem with the shivas haminim for a 7 day period, but the Gemara dashes lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yamim. When you're in the Beis HaMikdash, lifnei Hashem alekeichem, that's when you have the mitzvah of Dalad Minim all 7 days. And that was it. In the rest of Eretz Yisrael, including Yerushalayim, anywhere outside of the Beis HaMikdash, there was no lulav or esrog besides the first day. So again, Bidashayna, at first, hayalulav nitol b'migdash shiva. In the Beis HaMikdash, it was taken for 7 days. Uva Medina, and in the rest of the country outside of the Beis HaMikdash, yoyim echad, only the first day. Like the Pasuk says, Lekachtem lechem b'yom harishon. What did they do during the other days of Sukkos? Nothing. Everyone knew, lulav and esrog, from the second day and on, is only in the Beis HaMikdash. However, Zokta Mishnah Vayter, Mishachar v'Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was the Nasi during the time of the Churban, Shei lulav nitl b'medina shiva, that the lulav should be taken even outside of the Beis HaMikdash all 7 days. Zeichel Migdash, because there's a mitzvah to do things that remind us of the Beis HaMikdash. So really, the mitzvah of lulav is only deraisa on the first day. The other days, it's just midrabanan. When we'll have the Beis HaMikdash, it'll be deraisa in the Beis HaMikdash the other days as well. Now, once we mentioned the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, particularly the takanas that he made after the Churban, the Mishnah mentions another takana. He was mesakin Yishe Yoim Haneif Kulei Aser. Literally, that the entire day of waving is Aser. What does this mean? During the times of the Beis HaMikdash, it was Aser to eat Chadash, the new tefuah that grew, until they were makar of the Karban Omer on the second day of Pesach. This din, that once they're makar of the Omer, you can eat the new tefuah that grew that year, is dafka when the Beis HaMikdash stood, and indeed they had a Karban. What about when we have no Beis HaMikdash? So we have no Karban Omer. So what is the demarcation point? What is the point where we say, now you can eat the new tefuah? And the answer is, as soon as the day begins, on the second day of Pesach. The Gemara dashes that from Sukkim. You see, one pasuk says, Ad etzem hayayim hazeh. So it's mashma, as soon as the sun comes up on the second day of Pesach, you can eat the new tefuah. Another pasuk says, no, ad havayachem, until you bring the Karban. How could that be? So the Gemara explains, when you have a Karban Omer, you have to wait for the Karban Omer. When you don't have a Karban Omer, you can eat from the morning. So really, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there was kind of a leniency that you could eat the new tefuah from the morning. Until Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai stopped that. He made a takana v'yishe yoyim haneif, the day that they wave the Karban Omer in the Beis HaMikdash, which is the second day of Pesach, Tezayin Nisan, kuli aser, the entire day is aser, even though Midin Torah without a Beis HaMikdash, you should be able to eat the new tefuah bezman hazeh in the morning, as soon as the sun comes up on the second day of Pesach. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana. This is not good. Meheri yibanu Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash will be built, and then you won't be able to eat it in the morning. You have to wait for the Karban, and people are going to remember, you can eat it in the morning. So we have to be concerned that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built any day. And we don't want people the year that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built to eat the Omer too early. Therefore, he made a takana. You know what? That entire day, the entire day of the second day of Pesach should be aser. We're not going to make a takana until they're makar of the Karban Omer because we don't know exactly when they're makar of the Karban. And therefore, Bezman Hazeh, when can you start eating the new tefuah? On the morning of the third day of Pesach. The Sfasema says, one of the reasons Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did this was to encourage them, to give them chizuk. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is saying, what if the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built and then we may start eating it too early next year? So this takana gave them hope. It gave them the proper way of thinking. Okay, in our Mishnah we learned first that only the Beis HaMikdash was the Lulav taken all 7 days. When we say Lulav, we mean all of the Dalet Minim. Everywhere else was only for the first day. However, after the Churban HaBayis, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Misake, the Midrabanan, we should take the Dalet Minim from the second day and on, wherever we are. And that's the Zecher LeMikdash. He was also Misaken, Vashiyah Yoim HaNeif Kulei Aser. And as explained, even though with no Beis HaMikdash, you can really eat the new tefuah that grew that year early morning, as soon as the sun comes up on the 16th. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, I'm very worried. Next year we'll have a Beis HaMikdash, and you're going to think you can eat from the morning. You don't realize now that we have a Beis HaMikdash, you have to wait for them to be marked of the carbon. Therefore, he was misakein that the entire second day of Pesach should still be aser.